You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
A very beautiful chidush by Rabbeinu Achaim HaKadosh, Zechuto Maren Aleinu. Parashat Erev, how brings V'haya Erev Tishma'on. We, at the time that you listen to Mitzvot and you observe the commandments, so it should have simply say, V'haya Tishma'on. So what's the Erev doing here? So Rabbeinu Achaim HaKadosh says that Erev, as it simply means here, or the end. Vehaya means, what is Vehaya means? Happiness, the joy. So Av says, that would be a very, very great joy and happiness and simcha.
Amen.
When Erev, in the end, what does that mean? That in life, many times, we're very bothered, very frustrated at the circumstances. So when the end comes, you say, oh, now I understand.
You're not here anymore, you see.
No, it could be tomorrow. Could be tomorrow. Yeah, could be tomorrow. So that means the matters in life that we complain and we're not pleased with it, that's at this moment. But then tomorrow, next week, next month, or maybe next year, or maybe a couple of years from now, you say, oh, what a chacham I was that I didn't understand.
Because you're looking at the surface.
Well, the point of matter here is, we're looking at it the way I like to look at it. Yeah. And I look at it the way I was expecting, demanding to happen. So then, you see, later on, no, I was totally mistaken. I was totally
wrong.
No. In a different world.
Different.
Yeah, now you landed, you see, see, Baruch Hashem, that it didn't happen. And Baruch Hashem, it happened. Yeah. So that's what Rabbeinu Achaim HaKadosh says. V'haya, you come to your senses and you see what a joy it is. When? Erev. Erev. Yeah. It's a very, very important fact in life. And the point of matter here is that why you want to wait till later to be happy? Be happy now. Yeah. But the point of matter here is because the perspective that we have from the circumstances, we feel this is better than the other way. We choose that, you know, this would make me happy the way I wanted to make me happy. But I deny that there's somebody there that he knows how to manage the circumstances better than me.
Yeah.
Because
we want to be the one that is not real is real.
No, that's not the point. Because there is a very, very, very hard challenge in life. What is emet? Emet, what is emet?
Truth.
What is sheker? False. Yeah. What is tov?
Good.
What is ra?
Bad.
So now here, in life, we always pick tov from ra, something that is good. Say, this is good. This color is good. This size is good. This personality is good. So this is good. And the ra, that means it's not good. So now here, the point of matter here is, the good, the top that you picked, is it emet or sheker?
Sheker.
One more time.
How can you know?
The top that you picked, is it emet or sheker?
We don't know.
Any choice that you make in life, any choices. And then later on you find out?
It's not.
It's what?
It's not.
Sheker. It's sheker. So now here, the exercise in life is not to mastery, to pick top from good, from something that is not good. You have to learn to pick emet from something that is sheker. You have to pick truth from falsehood. What does that mean? It means that in life we feel this is good, but it's sheker. And this is ra, but it's emet. So that means something that is emet in our eyes is
sheker.
No good. No good. And something that is good actually is
sheker.
So now you. Could be.
It's better.
No. It could be. There is a chance it could be. But no. But the choice in life is not to pick top from the ra. You have to learn to pick up emet from sheker. What does it mean? Whatever that you buy, you choose, you select, obviously you pay for it because you feel it is
good.
But then like tomorrow it breaks. So that means whatever that you picked, that you felt is good, it was? It was gholabi. It was sheker. So in life, any choices that you feel is good, then you find out, ay. Why did I pick this? Why? Because the state of your mind was, that's what makes me happy, that's how it satisfies me. But it was only momentarily. Because that's what you had in mind to do, be satisfied. You eat, right? How long does this satisfy you?
As long as you eat.
You take a spoon and you put it in your mouth. How long does it satisfy you?
2 seconds, 1 second. Between the ear and...
At the time that you swallow it.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
No.
So how come people eat?
It's worth it?
Yeah. How long you remember the taste? How long you remember? The taste? You remember? Yeah? You really feel exactly when you ate, you feel it?
No, not exactly, but you remember the taste.
You remember something was good, but you don't remember the taste. Remember the taste? You know how many billions of dollars has been spent, like in a food, industry. You know how billions of dollars for what? For the second that you swallow this, yeah.
Yes. So if you don't swallow it, what? You gotta die if you don't eat.
No, that's true. But the point of the matter here is that you put all your energy and all these money for the second of enjoyment, that's it? Yeah? Huh?
Yes, we do.
We do.
It's a human nature.
It's a human nature that to be satisfied with momentarily satisfaction. But what is it being about as far as the saving that you have for your life? So now, if you have such a mentality that, momentarily satisfaction is good enough for me. So then...
It's an addiction. Depends how much you addict to that thing.
But we're talking about any choices in life. Any choices in life, you say, it satisfies me at this moment, it's good enough. But how about tomorrow? How about the next day? How about next month?
Something you think is good, it's going to be for a long time.
hopefully forever. But he's not. How can you know that? You don't know.
Of course we know, because we have a direction. We have a direction that is teaches us everything that is based on something that gives you satisfaction. When that intermediate is not around, so then it's gone. It's gone. So now let's say you after the look of your car, let's say, for example. Right? So then it becomes faded. Right? Or becomes damaged. Dent. You like your car as much? No, you don't like it as much. Why? Because you felt the color and the shape makes me happy. But then if it doesn't look as attractive anymore, so then you don't like it anymore. Why? Because, as the Mishnah is teaching us, because it's talui badavar. It's not that you love it because of what it is. There's an intermediate in between. So then when that exterior doesn't exist anymore, so then you have no interest for it anymore. Of course you know, because we have a direction. He's telling us that, Chas v'Shalom, you don't pick Ra and you think it's a Emet, because it's Sheker. And you don't take something that you feel is Tov and actually is Sheker Gamur, completely. For sure. And that's what exactly the whole point here is, that in life you have to make sure that Sheker, how do you write it? Shin Gofresh. How do you write Emet? Aleph Mem Tav. What's the difference between Emet and Sheker when you write it? Aleph is the first letter. Mem is? Middle. Tav is? In the end. Sheker, where are the otiyot stand? Kuf, Resh, Shin. What does it mean? Right after one another. Huh? So that means everything that you rush into and you're after your desires, just like the letters of the Shekinah right after one another, holy, right away. So that is exactly is Sheker. Emet is Aleph in the beginning. What does it mean? When you look into it, you make sure you realize that there is something meaningful in it. And then what is Emet from the beginning, the middle, and the end is going to stay the same. Not that the beginning was somehow okay, and then the middle, then becomes Boksobat, comes Panchar. And then in the end, that's it. So Emet means you have to make sure whatever you pick, whatever choice in life you decide to choose, from the beginning, middle, and the end, there is no change in it. But the Sheker, Resh, Guf, Resh, Shin, right away, you know. So that means it's something that is gonna Club. Just like the Otiyot of Sheker. You look at Shin and Guf Resh, and the bottom is pointed. Aleph Mem Tav is flat. So that means it will stay. So that means anything that is based on Sheker, it's not going to last.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.